Today's recording is dedicated by Mo Sror, Moshe Chaim ben Esther, in honor of the Refuah Shleima, the complete healing of his grandmother, Yofa Bas Simcha, and his cousin, Moshe ben Rochel. I Believe in the Night, by Rainer Maria Rilke. You darkness of whom I am born, I love you more than the flame that limits the world to the circle it illuminates and excludes all the rest. But the dark embraces everything, shapes and shadows, creatures and me, people, nations, just as they are. It lets me imagine a great presence stirring beside me. I believe in the night. We're all waiting for Mashiach. Mashiach is the ultimate revelation of the essence of God. And exile, in exile, where there's darkness and night, is the way we bring about that messianic revelation. Because it's by not experiencing any particular manifestation of God's light. It's by not having a feeling, a finite feeling, because any feeling a human being can have by definition is finite. It's an exile when we don't have any particular feeling, where we don't feel a flame of God that limits the world and excludes all the rest, when we don't have any revelation of God's light that illuminates one particular way, but all of that is concealed and we feel absolutely nothing. That darkness embraces everything. Shapes and shadows, creatures and me, people and nations just as they are. That darkness, that not feeling any particular feeling or experience, is God, is the darkness that's above light, is the essence of God that doesn't have any particular way of manifesting. And therefore, the redemption of Purim was the only redemption, the only holiday that took place in such a way where God was not revealed. God's name is not in the Megillah. And Esther felt so abandoned by God, she cried out at the moment, at the apex of her venture to save the Jewish people when she was going into the king and she put her life and all her life on the line. She didn't feel God. The Talmud says, Ruach HaKodesh nistalka mimena. She lost all feeling of divine inspiration and she cried out, Keli, Keli, lama zavtani, my God, why have you forsaken me? She didn't feel anything, just darkness, absence of feeling, absence of experience of God. But what then happened is that Esther realized, and the whole Jewish people realized, and throughout the generations we've been living with the holiday of Purim, because we realized that Shushan, as is, when we were still Shushan, the redemption of Purim, we were still in Shushan. We weren't redeemed. Katei avdei d'Achashverosh anan. We were still servants to Achashverosh. There wasn't any supernatural revelation. There was no light. Shushan as is still one with God. The darkness lets me imagine a great presence stirring beside me. The ultimate and absolute presence that is God is the night, which is why the sages say that Purim is the holiday we'll celebrate the most when Mashiach comes. You know why we don't feel God? For the same reason that right now, until I'm going to say it, you didn't feel your left foot. Now that I'm mentioning it, now you feel your left foot. But you didn't feel it before. Why didn't you feel your left foot until I told you to? Because it's you. It's darkness. It's not illuminated to you, your left foot, because it's who you are. So of course you don't feel it. So what do you need to do to experience your left foot? What does that experience look like? It's just by being aware of your left foot. The problem is the reason that we're always asking, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbenu im ayin, is God within us or not? Is God inside of us or is there just nothingness? The reason that we're asking this is because we're expecting a particular type of experience. We're looking for some kind of light, some kind of flame, some kind of illumination. We have a particular expectation of what it means to experience God. Amalek makes us forget that existence as is God. In fact, a nickname for God could be is. Whatever is God. You darkness of whom I am born. not particular types of existence, but existence as is all of existence. That's the darkness that contains everything. And we don't feel it because we partake of it. It is what we are. It is. It just is. And therefore, the way to answer the question of whether God is within us or not is just like Esther experienced when at that moment when she felt so abandoned by God and she didn't have Ruach HaKodesh, she didn't feel God at all. And then Purim reveals that the whole Megillah, that whole story, all the details is God, and therefore there doesn't have to be a name of God. It's a darkness, it's the essence of God that's above any name. And therefore the way to answer is God within us or not is not just to say yes. It's to stop putting God in boxes of experiences and feelings. It's just to be aware in the deepest way that whatever is God. And then you understand that if you realize that God doesn't have a particular way of being experienced, but whatever you are, whatever you're doing is God, then you connect to God's infinity. Then you could bring up the type of existence you're having now, which is an aspect of that darkness, to the infinite darkness that is God. The true tzaddikim, the true righteous that have such bliss and rapture from God is because they make peace with knowing that whatever is, whatever they're experiencing that moment, whatever they're feeling, that is God. They don't look for particular ways and feelings of experiences. They just rest in the truth that whatever is, you're within God already. I believe in the night. And then they could connect that back up into God's infinity. And that brings the ultimate rapture. And therefore the ultimate joy of Purim, the ultimate ecstasy of what the day is all about, was revealed dafka specifically through the experience of not experiencing. Esther didn't feel God. God's name is not in the Megillah, just resting in the darkness that we're born from. The darkness that is God's essence. I believe in the night.